First up, though, if you're a parent and you have teenagers who play soccer, some important research that you should know about. Just how safe is high school soccer? Well, when it comes to concussions, the answer might surprise you. Soccer has been increasing in popularity here in the U.S. as a high school sport. And, of course, now with the U.S. women winning the Women's World Cup, that's probably going to increase big time in the next year. But according to a new study, what's also been growing is the number of concussions among young soccer players. This is pretty scary. Researchers sampled 100 different high schools across the country, and they figured out that over a 9-year period, those schools reported 627 concussions among the girls and 442 among the boys. Yeah, the girls were beating them on each other more than the boys were. Now, most of these concussions, you might think, are they caused by heading the ball? You know, when you hit the ball off your head into the goal or to another player? No, actually, they were caused by physical contact with another player. The study found that the rates of concussions in girls and boys high school soccer has risen over the past 9 years. Researcher Sarah Fields with the University of Colorado Denver says the rate is certainly lower than football. Football is more than double that, but even though high school football has soccer beat in terms of concussion risk, soccer is still the second leading cause of head injury among female athletes. Now, as you may know, concussions can cause a whole variety of problems. Memory loss, they can cause mood changes, they can cause problems with sleep, and those issues can last sometimes for several months because your brain has basically been scrambled and your white and gray matter is all jumbled up in there. And now reports are starting to trickle in that in concussions, in soccer, just like in football, they can lead to lasting brain damage. My gracious. And you know, of course, soccer players don't wear helmets. Now, Dr. Fields and her colleagues found the most effective way to reduce concussion risk is to enforce rules against rough play on the field or the pitch in soccer. To enforce rules against, as if that's going to happen, right? Girls, be nice. No elbows to the head. you know, you think about how competitive our society is right now, and you think about the number of parents who are trying to get their kids into college on soccer scholarships. I don't think so. I don't think these girls are going to play nice. I think this really does concern me. And hopefully schools will start taking this seriously. But that remains to be seen. Okay, are you looking forward to retirement? Is it something to be excited about, or is it something to dread? You may have heard that, maybe you've heard, you know, news stories that a lot of people end up languishing in retirement. They're bored out of their minds, and they miss the stimulation of daily work. They think they're going to be excited about retirement, and then, you know, looking forward to spending more time with their grandkids and going golfing and going fishing and. But then they find that they really miss working. They really miss that daily stimulation. So is that really true? Well, a team of researchers decided to find out. And here's what they learned. In reality, retirement quickly boosts your life satisfaction, and big improvements in your health show up just a couple years after retiring. Researchers at Utah State say the positive changes that people experience after retirement have a continuing impact, and they don't fade over time. I thought this was fascinating. What they did is they looked at 20,000 Americans over the age of 50 in the Health and Retirement Study, National Health and Retirement Study. They did in-depth interviews with these people. And these 20,000 Americans over the age of 50 were asked about every aspect of their lives, including physical and mental health. And what the researchers did is they followed up with these people every 2 years until they died. And they've been doing this for years. So what did they learn? They found the majority of retirees reported feeling healthier and more satisfied with their lives right after they stopped working. And that didn't fade over time. They also found that just a couple years after retirement, these people began showing significant improvements in their health. The researchers say the delay, the, you know, 3 or 4 years delay in improvements in health, maybe because when somebody has more time to devote to healthier habits, like less stress at work and more exercise because they have more time and probably less snacking in the employee kitchen, the results, they appear after a couple of years because you retire. Now you've got more time to go walking and bike riding and swimming and go to the gym, and maybe you're less stressed out. And so 3 or 4 years after people retire, they're healthier. Let's see, how many years until I retire? 20, 25, 27. Too many. Well, it's 11:13, and coming up next, we're going to talk to my friend Bran Hansen about his new book, Unoffendable: How Just One Change Can Make All of Life Better. Stick with us here on the Faith Radio Network.